This is Breakfast with Dan Cox and Jenny Marchant on ABC Newcastle.
First Jets game of the season, and it's an F3/M1 derby.
After what was a bumpy season last year, because of the ups and downs of the pandemic, we're hoping this will be a much smoother year for our side. You know, it was less about the game and more about the pandemic, which is sad. Angus Thurgate.
I'm excited. You know, we're all looking forward to it.
Is it nerves at this point? Do you ever feel nervous heading into a new season?
Not really. It's more anxious. You know, we've all been working hard for a couple of months now, training hard. So we're just really excited to get started and start off with a win.
Do you have any pre-season rituals, things you do in the lead up to that first game, apart from all the hard work pre-season training?
Not really. We're pretty under the pump with training and whatnot, but I guess you could say we've always got things we try to improve before we start the new season, so it's all about implementing that come Sunday.
What is the schedule like then for the team at a time like this? Are you training every day together? Are there rest days? Are you doing your own thing in the gym? How does it all look at the moment?
Yeah, we're training together a lot. You know, we had a game on last weekend, Saturday, so we had a couple of rest days after that, but It's been non-stop training for a couple of months now, and just really getting ourselves ready for Sunday.
So we had Craig Deans at the helm last year after Carl Robinson stepped away. Now Arthur Pappas is leading our side. What difference do you think he's brought to the team in the lead up to this season?
It's been very intense, you know, since day one. We've had a new group come in, lots of new faces. It's been fresh start for a lot of the boys that have been here before. So, you know, we're really excited. It's been promising signs in the pre-season. And, it's been good to have a fresh feel about the club.
How do you work then with a bunch of new people coming in? You'll be playing alongside them this season. You've had those that FFA Cup experience, of course, and pre-season games. But how do you work on being a cohesive team for the first game of the season?
Well, I guess when everyone first came in, it was still in the middle of COVID, so we didn't really see anybody else besides ourselves at the start. So we kind of formed a family-like connection straight away. So I guess off the field, it's been pretty easy to gel. But on the field, you know, it's still going to take a bit of time until we're up where we want to be in terms of our playing style. But I guess as many matches we can get in as possible was key.
There will be fans in the stadium if they're fully vaccinated, which is just extraordinary. Would you have ever gotten used to playing in front of empty plastic chairs?
No, it wasn't quite the same, you know. I remember the first couple of times we played, you know, a couple of the boys mentioned that it didn't even feel like we were playing a real game before, especially that moment just before the whistle goes when there's no noise in the stands. It was a bit off-putting at first, but it's very exciting to have them back in the stands.
Yeah. How does it feel when you run out and there's a good home crowd there at Hunter Stadium? What do you hear, what do you see, and how does it feel?
Yeah, it is good. It gets you pumped, you know, when the Jets fans are there and giving you the support. But then again, when you go down to Melbourne or something, you can definitely feel their supporters on your back as well. So it's for the better, though, and it makes the game more enjoyable and it gives the fans what they want to see.
You're 21. You've made it in the A-League. And is football something that you've always dreamed of as a job? You don't just stumble across this as a profession, do you?
Not really. But then again, I never really thought of it as a career when I was young. I just played and kept playing. And, you know, as you go through the ranks, you start to hear, like, a careers and whatnot, but I never really thought of that. I just kept playing, and you know, lucky enough, I'm able to do it as a job, and I'm very grateful for it.
Did you have a career in mind, Angus, before football?
No, I didn't, and my parents still bug me about it today.
You know, they still want you to have an idea.
Exactly, but I have no idea, nothing.
What would your mum and dad have you do?
I'm not sure. They're both school teachers.
Oh, perfect. Just follow in their footsteps.
I know, but they wouldn't want me to be in teaching. Okay. So I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Ah, well, Angus, you don't have to worry about it anytime soon, which is a nice thing. Angus Thurgate there.